This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Busy week coming up on What's On Your Mind. Thursday, we're looking forward to our live broadcast from Petroserve USA in Valley City. Tour of the state with unleaded 88. And it's already the cheapest fuel you can put in your vehicle. But Thursday, there will be a very special deal. And I'm actually going to provide the full. So I'm going to put my Petroserve USA cap out there. I'm going to go out there just like the old days when you go to a gas station, you pull up and full service. You had a full service or a self service pump. Remember that? Does anybody have a full service pump anymore?
Oh, right. I don't think so.
Unless they've repealed it, Oregon, you could not pump your own gas.
Oh, is that right?
Now they may have changed that recently, but yeah, they still had full service in Oregon. Because I remember stopping for gas and I darn near got arrested. I'm like, what?
Doug, really? Goring, okay. Doug Goring is going to come on our Ag Commissioner. We're going to do an Ag Town Hall in the first hour Thursday. We'll have lots of folks there, too, from the ethanol industry, from the corn industry. Yes, it's going to be a great time, folks. So join us. Lots of fun. More to come on that. And speaking of Petroserve USA, might be a good day to have yourself some home cooking. It's about this time of day you start thinking, what am I going to have for lunch? Well, maybe it's Salisbury steak. Sound good? West Fargo, West Main Avenue, Petroserve USA. How about Tater Tot Hot Dish? 12th Avenue North and I-29. Sausage Potato, Petroserve USA in Harwood, I-29 north of Fargo, and also Valley City. Beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham today. Scalloped potatoes and ham. How many convenience stores you walk into and have scalloped potatoes and ham
right
for lunch? Are you kidding me right now? Exit 292 off I-94, Valley City. All lunch specials come with two sides of the bun. Petroserve USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott said you'll see you there on Thursday. Jack Brewer is our next guest. Jack Brewer played for the Minnesota Vikings, for the New York Giants, for the Philadelphia Eagles, for the Arizona Cardinals. And next week he'll be joining us down at President Trump's rally. He's going to be in Montana with President Trump. He's going to be in South Dakota with President Trump and Donald Trump Jr. and all the whole crew. We get a chance to visit a little bit about that. He'll be with us at a rally we're going to do, 4 o'clock, Rapid City, on Friday. A little pre-fireworks faith, family, freedom event, and then it's off to the fireworks at Mount Rushmore. Should be fun. Jack, welcome to What's On Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Oh, man, glory to God. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
All the glory to God. What do you mean when you say that? For somebody that hears you say that, they might not know what you mean when you say glory to God. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, you know, whenever we get up in the morning and take our first breath, whenever we, you know, go to our job, whenever we get a chance to live in the greatest country on earth, all things that we do, we should give glory to God. It's never about us. We can't accomplish anything. All the glory does go to God, and we keep our eye on Him. We don't have to deal with things like racism and hate and destruction and evil, because those things don't exist when you're focusing on God. So that's what I mean.
Is Black Lives Matter the entity, the organization, the political machine, is it of God?
You know, I've never heard them quote scripture. I've never heard them use those words. And, you know, when you look at the Black Lives Matter organization, I don't even know if it is an organization, but whatever they've established there, you know, the sad thing is all the people who are there thinking they're there for the right reason. And so that's where, for me, I try to speak out against is, you know, you had a lot of people over there who are hurting and thinking that, you know, this is the answer to racial unity, or this is the answer to years of racial disparity. And I just have a different approach. I don't seek any organization to help combat evils and spiritual battles. The only thing you can do is seek God and faith. And so I don't hear that conversation coming out of that organization. So for me, it's not something that I support or put my name behind.
Is America racist? Are we, do you believe a racist nation, racist country? A lot of people have ill will of someone that's different than them. Do you think that describes America?
I don't think you should label any nation as racist. I mean, we're all sinners. We all have things that we have to deal with. I mean, even me as a black man, I have racist things that come into my mind. I see color sometimes and I shouldn't. And I repent every day, and I go to God and ask for forgiveness in those times when I may see someone's appearance, or you know, I may see someone that may be of lesser means and I assume something. I think we all have those things. I think the way we overcome them is to be humble enough to acknowledge them, to get through them. I think having rage or anger and those type of things as our outlet for those just puts evil on top of evil. And so this is a spiritual battle, so we can't fight it with flesh and blood. Unfortunately, most people don't really buy into that or don't understand that, because it's hard to get out of your flesh. It's hard to not get emotional and draw lines in the sand and say you versus us or us versus them. It's difficult to do that. It's real hard to have dinner at the table with your enemies, or dinner at the table with folks that don't agree with you, like Jesus did. That takes a lot. It takes a lot of humility. But you know, for me, that's the way and what I seek to do, and that's what I've been able to, you know, bring folks together. Man, I've been dealing with racial issues all my life. This is nothing new for me. You know, having to go to school with skinheads and having KKK rallies in my town. I've gone through all that, man, for years, and years, and so I understand that there's good people and there's bad people. No matter what color they are, we're all one blood. And so I try to use, you know, my time on air to tell people to look within themselves and be real within themselves, because we all have sin within us. But when we try to go out to the public and talk about things as if we don't have any faults, that means we're hiding. So I don't try to hide anything. I try to come out and talk about these type of issues. And I think that's what needs to happen over at that Black Lives Matter organization. I think they need Christ in them. And I think it's a lot of folks that don't agree with them. And I'm talking about the church. I think it's a lot of us within, God's house that also need to reflect and be real and love each other first, because it really starts in the church. If the Christians can join hands and break down our barriers of race, I think the other folks that are non-believers can see that and at least have an example.
How bad is it right now? You talked about some horrific things that I think people couldn't even fathom, right? I mean, as a black student, you're at a school with skinheads and you got KKKs, every kind of horrible, awful thing. We certainly don't have that today, but we have a lot of, riots and the cops are bad and, just a lot of really, it's a powder keg right now, it seems. Is it as bad as it's been, or has it been this in our times in history before, in your view?
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as you go back to the 60s and, when our leaders were getting shot and, the schools were segregated and, those types of things. I mean, both of my parents were to segregated schools. So, I can't even fathom that. You know what I mean? And it hadn't been that long ago. My parents aren't that old. They're in the mid 60s. So, when you start looking at that, those lenses, you see, hey, man, we have come pretty far. You look at other countries and other places. I mean, let's not forget, there's a lot of places where slavery still exists. All of that is evil. No, I wouldn't say we are as bad as we were. I think what's different is now we have social media, which can be used as a demon, and can be used as a vehicle for Satan. And I think, when you have a media that takes advantage of these type of stories and tries to pick the picture on one side or the other, it creates a divisiveness that can spread. And so if you see, most people set their mind based upon their emotions. They don't really sit back and take a step back and try to find the common ground or the middle ground anymore. That doesn't exist. They have something called the cancel culture. And the cancel culture shames you and literally calls for you not to exist on their platforms. And so they want to destroy you. And so whenever you're trying to steal, kill, or destroy, we all know that that's an active statement. And so that's what we're facing, man. It's deep, you know? It's really deep.
It sure is. Boy, I could talk to you all day. Fortunately, I'm going to see you in South Dakota so we continue this conversation. Going to keep watching you on Fox. You're doing a great job getting the word out. Bless you for all you are doing, Jack Brewer, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
God bless you, brother.
Take care. What a man. Friend of a friend, Mike Lindell. More coming up.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I could have talked to Jack Brewer all day. I honestly could. I mean, the guy is amazing, but I left this segment open to get some more of your calls in here, so take advantage of that at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jack Brewer will be with us in Rapid City. I know we got a lot of folks that are thinking about heading that way. And, you know, a lot of listeners obviously down in South Dakota and over Montana that might want to, you know, North Dakota as well, obviously, come on down. So hope you'll do that and join us. The event with Jack Brewer, Mike Lindell, and others. I'm just going to say special surprise guests because, you know, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Kellyanne Conway, the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernard, are doing a series of receptions and retreats, I think they're called, for donors of the Trump campaign. And that is first part of the week in Montana, and then they're going to move down into South Dakota. Then, on Friday, we're going to do a rally, Main Street Square, Rapid City. Main Street Square is where we'll be, in Rapid City. And that, at 4 o'clock, will be Mike Lindell, Jack Brewer, myself, and others. It's a pre-rally to the fireworks. And I have a big-screen TV set up. There's a live band. A lot of fun, because 7,500 tickets is all that were available for the fireworks. So not everybody can go to the other event, you know? So, anyway, come join us. We should have some fun. The event at dusk on Friday night at Mount Rushmore with President Trump and his whole family coming in. It's kind of been off the radar. I know you don't hear a lot about it around here. Have you, Todd, heard much buzz about the presidential visit? I mean, other than us talking about it, I don't hear that many people talking about it. It's the president, his whole family, and 4th of July and, you know, 5 days away.
I haven't seen much.
All right. Okay, what's on your mind, folks? 800-228-0550 to tell me. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 226-8503. Jamie says, I appreciate... I'm starting to read my text on my phone, and my phone decided to ask for a code here. I appreciate Mr. Brewer saying all races of people have racists instead of the old phony narrative that it's only white folks.
You bet.
South Dakota listener says, question for both Senator Hoeven and Kramer the next time they are on. Will you support 3693? He has, which Thune and Rounds from South Dakota, Grassley and Ernst from Iowa, and also Danes and Tester from Montana co-sponsoring. If not, why not? We are hearing it is vital to ranchers. John Thune is not on the bill yet. Senator Kramer told me that he and Senator Hoeven were looking at it and getting the details. You know, there's a process to this. You don't just automatically sign on. And I will tell you that I know this, as someone that has advocated on behalf of ranchers, that love ranchers, that believe there is no better food on earth than beef. Sorry, bar none. Beef. I love it. You know? Turkey. A couple times a year,
yeah.
You know, yep. Right? Yep. A brat on the grill, yeah. In the summertime, you like that, you know, the whole deal. And you know, I mean, I could eat bacon, but I can't do it for like a steady diet. Beef, I'm telling you, you could have it every day. Where anyway, what I'm saying about the beef, folks, is they're always on different sides of an issue. I mean, there is a constant battle. One group likes this. One group wants labeling. Another group doesn't want labeling. So I can't preach it enough to my rancher friends. I love you all. Get some consensus, and then you'll get something done. Because when you talk about, why isn't Kramer and Hoeven on bill number 3693? First of all, Chuck Grassley, he'll sign a napkin if somebody says a farmer made it. I mean, it doesn't, you know, that Chuck Grassley's just kind of, that's where he's at in life, and he can get by with that. But, you know, others, they're going to sign on if they believe in the bill and if they think the bill can happen, not just everything. So the fact that it's Grassley's bill doesn't mean a whole lot. But I think it has some merit because of the situation that we're faced with. I really do. But the elected leaders are not going to act swiftly, forcefully, until there's consensus in the ag world. To Rapid City, South Dakota, we go. On what's on your mind? Here's Doug. What's on your mind, Doug?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
On your way down, if you really want to see something awesome and patriotic, I'm one of the volunteers, and we help at the Buffalo Chip campground, and there is a field of flags. There's 806 American flags on that field.
Yep, they're right at the top of the hill.
Are you kidding me?
No, right by the upper office there.
Why 806, Doug? What is the significance there?
That's how many fit.
Real strategic. Yeah, okay. Boy, oh boy.
I mean, they're all strategically placed, all in line and everything, but I mean, that's how many fit. We just ended up placing all the flags on the field here was it Friday evening?
So, no, I've heard about Buffalo Chip. Kevin's been there a few years before. Is Woody doing okay?
Yeah, Woody's doing great. Yep.
Great.
He's the man.
And I'd love to know where you buy your flags, because we got to connect you with Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com. He's done a lot of South Dakota work, but, you know, when you need a replacement flag, that's the guy you call.
Yeah, I know. They've been in contact with him, so I'm not really sure about that. But like I said, you know, I just want to welcome you to South Dakota, and you're going to be at Main Street Square, and I'm a member of the Downtown Association, and I promise you we're going to have you a welcome gift.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Looking forward to it very much, that's for sure.
All right. Thanks. Take care, my friend. Have safe travels.
You too. Kenny says, the same group that was in Fargo went to Sioux Falls the next night, stole all of the guns from the Fleet Farm. Never heard that on the news. Tell Mayor Tim Mahoney the column by Bill O'Reilly were showing where the money is coming from and who these people really are. They are a terrorist group. The local is the same as the national. He needs to be better educated on this. Ever been to West Fargo on the 4th? All the fine people of West Fargo have block parties and enjoy shooting off fireworks. When is Fargo going to stop being so backwards and let people celebrate legally? All right, we'll forward those on all to the mayor. Thank you very much for that. Roger Minot, what's on your mind? You're next on the program. Roger?
Historical Society there at Medora ought to get a flatbed and a semi and head for New York and recover that Theodore Roosevelt statue that they want to tear down and melt into bronze. So I really think, you know, if the governor and the mayor and all those people in New York want to tear that thing down, I think North Dakota, who still feels Theodore Roosevelt is their hero, should go recover that statue before they destroy it.
Now, it's a great idea.
Well, we've had a lot of calls about that, a lot of emails. I like the idea as well. I think we want to make sure that we do it in a way that makes some sense. And part of it is, you know, nobody's complaining about Roosevelt there. That's about the art. They don't care for the art and how the Indian and the black man are positioned below him, which I think is ridiculous and snowflakey as they all get. But I think one of the Roosevelts started that museum. And so the family supports, Teddy Roosevelt's relatives support removing the statue. So I think this way, maybe they could be the ones that bring it here, be part of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in Medora, which is going to be awesome.
Generous, generous Jerry, she's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji, and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today. Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged, with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing. But you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Focus on positive actions we can take now and how these will affect the future. If you've considered going back to school to advance your education and career, now is the time to act, folks. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degrees in a number of fields, from business to criminal justice and education to healthcare. Finish your degree or begin a new one. The University of Mary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. That's why they offer credit for previous experience. Complete your degree sooner by earning credit for experience you already have. The application fee is now waived. Start today at online.umary.edu/discover more. Tell them Scott sent you. And the University of Mary said farewell this morning. A funeral just wrapping up as we speak for Sister Thomas Welder. For 30 years, the president of the University of Mary, and part of that community for the vast majority of her life. She will be missed, but the great thing is there are so many lessons she taught us, and we can just carry those on her behalf, and maybe remember a few of them, and get a little better at them, and that's what she'd want us to do. Sister Thomas Welder. Amazing person. All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about some wind. I think more importantly, I want to talk about some opportunity. Some opportunity for landowners, for farmers who could use a little boost right now in any way they can get it. The Garrison Butte Wind Energy Project, Mercer County, is our topic for today. Get an update on where that particular project is at. And we're joined today by Bob Harms. Bob, a regular guest of ours on the program, policy advisor for North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, worked for Governor Schaefer and Hoeven, now consults in the energy arena, oil and gas and wind. There's Comprehensive Energy. Bob Harms, welcome back. How are you?
Very good, Scott. Good morning.
And also today, with us today on the program, is the Director of Government Relations and Policy for Capital Power. That's John Sohn. And John is, of course, an individual that is working with his company, Capital Power, that has 15 locations across the U.S. and Canada. They, too, are an all-of-the-above energy policy believer. Portfolio has a mix of oil and gas and wind and coal and solar, and they're doing business down in North Dakota with the New Frontier Wind Development. That's the one in the Velva area, McHenry County, 150 megawatts there, and also has the Grassy Butte project that we talked about here a moment ago. So, exciting stuff. And to you, John, we say welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Bob, let me start with you, because you and I had this conversation many times. When you see a turbine out there, that's a little bit of diversification for farmers and ranchers and new dollars during difficult economic times, right?
It is, Scott. It's one of the reasons a kid that grew up in Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota, also likes the idea of helping farmers, ranchers, landowners develop their private property resources and give them a diverse revenue stream apart from their oil and gas receipts or their ag commodity prices.
And, John, tell us a little bit about how that has been received, not only in your North Dakota project that you have up by Velva, but in the discussions on this project and around the country.
Sure. So Capital Power has projects in coal, natural gas, wind, solar, in both the United States and Canada. And what we do fundamentally with these wind projects is partner with local landowners and farmers who are looking to diversify what they can do on their land. They basically look at these wind projects like another cash crop that enables them to diversify in ever-changing and uncertain times. And that's gone really well with our New Frontier project near Velva. And we're running into some challenges here with Garrison Butte in Mercer County. But what we have on in the offering for the Garrison Butte project, besides the benefits of $22 to $30 million in revenue for our landowners over time, is 250 construction jobs, a number of permanent operational jobs, millions of dollars in property taxes for the local government, and plus community investment, which we do with all our projects across North America. So we're really hoping we can take this forward and have a more constructive discussion on these issues.
A month ago, you might have missed this, folks, but the Mercer County Commission unanimously voted yes on a two-year moratorium on wind energy development. And I can imagine some people say, well, wait a minute here. A moratorium on energy development when we have news about the Coal Creek Station leaving. Why in the world would you not want more development, not less development? Well, again, that's what we're talking about. Now, what's interesting here is 36 landowners last week within the Garrison Butte Wind Farm project have put letters before the Mercer County Commission requesting a special hearing because they want to protect their private property rights. They should be able to decide. Now the commission is deciding for them. So this is what brought me to wind all along. I have to admit I didn't start a fan of wind, and the subsidies and the production tax credit was one reason, but another was my what changed me was to say, who am I to tell somebody they can't have that on their land? I mean, this is about land rights. This is about property rights. So Mercer County Commission a month ago was saying no to what people can do with their land. Bob, what's this all about? Break this down. I know it's a challenging time. I know things are difficult there, and I feel bad. Lots of folks that I appreciate on all sides of that, but that isn't going to bring any of the other things back. So what's going on here?
Well, Scott, I think you're right. And, you know, back to your first question about the impact of a landowner, you know, over a 25-year period, that farmer or rancher looks, you know, if they picked up $40,000 or $50,000 in annual payments, that's a million-dollar revenue stream to that family. And so it's a big deal locally. And so I think we all appreciate, those of us who are born and raised in North Dakota, appreciate the Mercer County Commission's desire to protect a local industry that's been part of that community for decades and has provided good jobs, lots of tax revenue. I think we understand that, but it is wrong-headed because the premise behind it is that coal is losing market share. Coal may have some market challenges for a host of reasons, but saying no to North Dakota wind doesn't protect North Dakota coal. So stopping North Dakota wind development won't save Coal Creek, won't save the coal industry. So back to your, you know, earlier advertisement, what positive actions can we take? And saying no to wind for two years in Mercer County is the wrong direction, and it's likely to either affect that project and frankly other projects around the state that we can talk about.
What is the attitude around the country and the other markets that you guys are in, John, related to things like this? I mean, do you find that the landowners have, you know, pretty much the freedom to make decisions for themselves, or do different commissions put restrictions on land development, take that away elsewhere? In other words, you've seen these battles play out in other places?
Basically, it's a jurisdiction, state-by-state, locality-by-locality issue. I would say, overall, the share of wind in the United States is growing because of all the benefits that are provided to local communities and landowners, and the clean energy aspect of the projects. But I think what is frustrating for Capital Power is we're a company that, yes, we invest in renewable energy, but we're also one of the leading companies in North America investing in carbon capture and utilization technology. We're a finalist for something called the X Prize, which is looking to incentivize the reduction of emissions through new technology from coal-powered plants. And we're a leader in that. And so we don't see this as an either-or proposition. And frankly, when I read GRE's announcements with the project, with the Coal Creek project, they were pretty explicit about talking about natural gas as the core rationale, and the price of natural gas was the core rationale for why they're moving away from Coal Creek, and that's their decision. But I think, you know, they were pretty clear in that it wasn't really about wind and how they were making their deliberations. So I think sometimes these moratoriums might feel good, but they might not change the economic outcome for a given locality. And it sends a signal that North Dakota's closed for business, which I think is an unfortunate signal in these economic times.
That makes, you know, that is exactly right. I mean, that's the problem. You're making a decision like this in an environment that's quite challenging. So you're taking that away from folks. And, you know, Bob, I know we've talked about this before. Obviously, wind has taken market share from coal, and I don't think North Dakota can be blamed for that, or anybody that has a wind turbine on their land or prefers wind development. That's just the marketplace nationally. But it's a sliver compared to gas, isn't it?
Yes, and I think that goes back to solving the problem. You know, you mentioned I work for Schaefer, and Schaefer used to just drill it into us. Solve the problem. Well, this instance, wind is really not the problem. Is it a factor? Yes. And I'm looking at the piece that we put out, North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. It has this data on their website, and it shows the growth of natural gas in the last 5-year period nationally. And natural gas has moved from 27% of the market to 38%. It's essentially replaced coal as the number one electricity source in America. Coal has gone from 38% down to 23%. It's lost market share basically to natural gas, whereas wind has gone from 5% to 7% nationwide. And the same thing is true in MISO and SPP, those same kind of dynamics.
So I understand this may feel good for some more, you know, some Mercer County Commission members, right?
Mm-hmm.
To say, take that, you know, because we're losing Coal Creek Station. We all ache that Coal Creek Station is going. That's a decision by a Minnesota power cooperative with different values than we have in North Dakota and different things they prioritize. To then swing back and say, okay, here's a company looking to invest big time in North Dakota, put forward whether it's, you know, the construction jobs or, you know, the revenue that'll be generated on the farm, and say no, to me is, you know, Venezuela does stuff like that. North Dakota should. More coming up with our guests. Don't go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC Overstocked, a huge special purchase. Off-lease GM program cars for utilities, enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises, some as few as 5,000 miles. Payments as low as $199 a month, and all with our lifetime warranty. 150-plus pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle if you still owe money on it or don't like it. Trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Bob in Pick City. Beautiful Pick City. What county are you in, Bob, in Pick City?
Mercer.
Okay. I thought so, but I didn't quite know all the juking and jiving up there. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm actually a city. I'm a summer bird. I come in from Arizona. I'm originally from Walhalla, and I'm listening to the analysis earlier on slaughtering of beef, and my thought is, well, I have an uncle that had a slaughtering plant in Park River, and I know that over the years, from the time I was a kid, when he worked for Kellen and Langdon to where he ended up with his own slaughtering house, and how the federal regulations kept getting more and more ridiculous. And my old man used to raise cattle, and it just got to where they squeezed the little guy right out of it. But my thought is now with the technology, well, you got beef selling for under a dollar a pound, and you've got hamburger at $10 a pound, and you got a ribeye at $18 a pound. We need to get back into getting rid of some of the regulations and having slaughtering plants in local areas and paying the farmer to finish his own animals. And some of that middle money needs to get back into the communities.
I've heard that solution, too. North Dakota has a fair amount of processing, you know, on a smaller scale. I've talked to some of the folks about that, Schweitzer's included. And it is highly regulated, so if you go above a certain thing, it's really challenging. So a lot of folks like being small. But appreciate your comment very much, Bob. Thanks. Enjoy Pick City. Beautiful day out there today. Continuing our conversation with John Sohn, who's the Government Affairs VP for actually the U.S. Director of Government Relations and Policy for Capital Power, his exact title there, and also the one and only Bob Harms today. Bob, of course, is a fan of policy. You've been had a passion for policy for a lot of years, worked for Governor Schaefer and Hoeven and consulted in the energy arena. We're talking about a new project proposed from Mercer County. It is on hold because of the Mercer County Commission putting forward a two-year moratorium on wind energy development. A number of landowners have pushed back now. They are demanding a hearing to talk about how to protect their private property rights. And a lot of this stuff has to do, obviously, with the painful decision by Great River Energy to announce their plans on the Coal Creek Station. So our point here today has been saying no to wind is not going to save that situation. It's only going to hurt those landowners in Mercer County. I'd like to know what the people of Mercer County want. Is your county commission doing your work? Because if I asked John to talk about how many checks he was going to write to folks as part of this project, the tax revenue generated by it every year, all the jobs created from the construction. I don't know what the grand total tab would be, John, but it's a lot, right?
It is a lot. You know, the job creation together with, you know, somewhere in the ballpark of 15 to 20 million a year in property taxes to the local government, and the lifetime revenue of the project for landowners upward of $30 million, plus Capital Power has a whole community investment program where we look to do more philanthropic-oriented investments in any community where we build a project and operate. So we're, you know, part of the community to the fullest extent we can be. Taken together, it does wind up being quite a significant amount of revenue for a community, and we're happy to do that as part of our partnership with any community where we operate.
I have a text question from a listener for you. John says, what about my private property rights as a landowner and resident of a footprint of a wind farm? All towers should have a setback of at least a half a mile from all my land, not just a quarter mile from my residence. They are using this setback to try to get me to sign up. What do you say?
Well, I think every landowner has their own private property rights. I would agree with the landowner there. And from the perspective of project development, Capital Power prides itself on its environment, health, and safety core mission and its values. And to the extent that there are regulations around setbacks, we adhere to those rules. So in the case of the setbacks, we're in full compliance, and we always try to adhere to the letter of the law on those issues.
And let me ask you also, Bob, can I ask you another question? Yeah. You can piggyback on John's there, too, because I only have a last question. You can bemoan the closing of Great River Energy and extol the virtues of wind power, but wind and their endless subsidies are killing the reliable energy industry. So some people still think that there's you know, energy subsidies forever in that production tax credit. They're not. They're being sunset. I realize they brought them back for a year, and we're not sure why. But those two issues, take that on, Bob, if you would.
Well, Well, first, the PTC, the production tax credit, you're right. That's going to end, should end at the end of the year unless Congress pulls another rabbit out of its hat, which I don't think many of us in North Dakota really agreed with. But so that's where the PTC is headed, number one. And then the reliability question, a couple of things. We, you know, North Dakota operates in two different regional transmission organizations called MISO and SPP. And both of those basically manage the grid system in about 15 states each. And they study that issue about reliability every day. They have spent millions of dollars assessing that.
We're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. But I'll have you both back. Great resources. And we'll stay on this topic and encourage Mercer County folks to get in the discussion on this, okay? See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.